Oh yeah, let me get my niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores, check all this out right now on the brand new Trending Topics Network. It is Luchat. Luchat is the podcast that chats all about the happiness within Lucha Underground, and I am the host, Finn Fish. On this week's episode, we're going to give you the rundown of episode 2 of season 4 of Lucha Underground, titled Darkness and the Monster. We're going to give you information about the t-shirts and what's coming with that, and most importantly, it's my birthday weekend. Let's start off with that. Birthday just passed. I'm recording this after my birthday, and I got a sweet gift. Oh man, it's nice. It's gonna help me record shows a lot better, so I can't wait to really test it out. I want to put the show out before so next week's episode will be used with that, with the new equipment. But it's good. Anyway, that's not the only thing. I've ran across this site about getting stickers. Oh, okay, let's look this up. Let's check this out. And people, let me inform you right now, not only will a few of you that sponsor the show and spread the word, we'll be getting a fresh, hot, brand new Blue Chat t-shirt for free shipping, free handling, free. You will also be receiving a sticker. That's right. The same design that's on the t-shirt, but it's a sticker as well, so I hope you can enjoy that. But like I said, it's easy to get a free shirt. We might put a limit on it. We had a lot of people out there putting their name out there. Or I think the guys at Franken Culture. It's great. They have a lot of good episodes, a lot of good podcasts on their network as well. We're going to do something soon with them. Hopefully they have one of these podcasts that used to be better. I like that. Their movie review podcast. They have Armbar, and they talk a lot about video games. So I like their network. They gave me a shout out, so let me give them a shout out. I'm gonna send the operator owner. I'm gonna send him a new chat t-shirt in very soon here. I'm gonna ask some stickers to that. So let's give a shout out to my boy Twisted Savage. Yeah, that's right. He's out there representing Lucha Underground. So you know he's getting a fresh, hot, brand new shirt. You can get one as well. I'm gonna add stickers. Man, I would just buy more. It's not a problem. So get your orders in now. We're setting everything up. I want to place orders once the stickers get in, so I know that they came in nicely. And then I'll put in orders for the shirts. And I think in maybe in 3 weeks or so, we're gonna start to take your orders. So like, look at it from a month from now. But there's just a wrestling show coming to Las Vegas. Warrior Ring. And it had like Austin Aries, and it had on there it had Melissa Flash and Santana Garrett. I'm like, hold on, Melissa Flash. I'm looking through the Facebook feed of her, and I'm like, okay, cool. Then I'm like, I remember the controversy I thought I had last week about, is that the Melissa Flash? Is that Mariposa with that hair and those that larger frame? And I looked at her post out on Facebook, and controversy is over. That is cheerleader Melissa Flash, Risha Saeed Mariposa. That is her. She got a makeover, apparently. She didn't wrestle like her, but maybe she's getting acclimated to the new body style. I don't know. But it was her, and I couldn't stop looking at it. But it definitely was her, so that's over. So, yeah. This week, we don't have much Lucha news. I think they're saying something about Katrina, Caparin. Nah, we're not into that. Everyone's going to cry about the WWE. Every time someone goes to a different company, it doesn't mean nothing. Complain when you're there. When you just get fired. No reason to complain later, you know. I guess you realize they're not going to hire you back, so you start complaining. It's like, sick of people complaining about it. Just work where you work and do what you do and try to make your product a lot better. So that's that. But this week we got a lot of good stuff. So I think that's all we need to talk about. So let's go ahead and hit my fighting music. Hold on. Is that the fighting music I'm used to? I wonder why this is. You know, let's run with it. And let's get into episode 2 of season 4 of Lucha Underground, Darkness and the Monster. We start this episode off with Kuchina popping into King Cuerno's lair house. We don't know, but there's a lot of creepy stuff on the walls of animal he has hunted and killed. Kuchina sees maybe a place where the gauntlet is been hidden, because we know King Cuerno has taken the gauntlet. She reveals the veil over it. It's not there. Cuerno pops up like some trophies should be hidden a lot harder. Kuchina's like, I need it for, you know, my life. I'm stuck in between. And Cuerno's like, so what? I don't care. Plus, I gave it to someone for safekeeping, so I don't know where or I don't know when or where it's at. I think you phrase it that way. And Kuchina's like, oh well. And she leaves as Cuerno tips his hat down. And so you hear that, you know, don't want to spoil nothing, but you know, there's a time traveler. So I guess the time traveler, being Aerostar, will be having this gauntlet. But let's get into our first lucha of the night, and it's for the trios, the titles. We have the trios champs already in the ring. The Mac, Killshot, and Son of Havoc taking on the team of Dr. Wagner Jr., Famous B is Infamous Incorporated, I think their tagline is, Famous B comes out and changes that up a little bit as he says, Tejano and Dr. Wagner Jr. are down in Mexico making him that moolah. He's going to bring out some new people to Infamous Incorporated. I hope he signed Dr. Wagner Jr. because Dr. Wagner Jr. is actually killing it down there in AAA. Last time I checked, he was the AAA Mega Champion, and he lost his mask. So, you want to see a maskless Dr. Wagner Jr.? Check it out. That dude looks about 100 years old. No. It looks good for an older guy still, you know, out there doing his thing. But here comes Infamous Incorporated's new team of Big Bad Steve. Famous B says that he met him when he took his Cadillac into the shop, so okay. And he brings out another guy, one of the hot new prospects in wrestling today, none other than Sammy Guevara. I was feeling that. And he said the hottest free agent out there, none other than Jake Strong, who is actually Roger Strong's older brother. No, I'm joking. It is none other than Jack Swagger. He's now the Savage Jake Strong. And not a bad team, but let's just break this each individual person down in this match with being an Infamous Incorporated. Big Bad Steve, stick to your day job, bro. I mean, if you're, you know, working on Cadillacs, but I wasn't feeling him. You have Matanza, who wears sort of the same garb. So maybe if you pull out a tire iron, maybe something coming up. But right now, I did not feel Big Bad Steve. Sammy Guevara, I like the kid. Man, nice athletic moves. A lot of people leaving Lucha Underground. You got to bring a lot more people in. He's a good fit. Jake Strong, I don't know, man. You can't keep doing what you did before. Bust out some lucha stuff. I'm not talking about fly. I'm not talking about jump over the top ropes. But beat these guys down. They built you as 6'7". You should be walking through, motherfuckers. Pretty much he did. But let's just roll into the finish very right here. Jake Strong has patented ankle lock on. Just cranking it on Killshot. Eventually Killshot and them get out of it, but he's tapping the whole time. But Famous B is distracting the ref for some other reason, but it's all good. These guys, you know, eventually get him off. Killshot and them just double team the fuck out of Big Bad Steve. They hit all their moves. They hit the shooting star press, and then they pin Big Bad Steve. They keep their trios championships by pure luck because Killshot was tapping out. So I think that saves Jake Strong for his thing. You know, the ref was distracted. Jake did not like this, that he lost. So he starts beating the hell out of his tag team partners, his trios partners. And that's it. Then he gets up in Famous B's face, you know, beats him down a little bit, and then he taps the ankle of Famous B. So, like I said, not a bad match, not particularly too good, but I enjoyed this a lot. And at the end, we get none other than Jake Strong just pounding his chest, saying strong, strong, strong. This is a new thing. It's not bad. It's not particularly, you know, too goofy, but it's cool. I mean, you got to start somewhere, man. After being so high with the WWE, you got to do something to set yourself apart. Now we get Antonio Cuarto coming out of Obsessed and saying, my son actually did do something, right? He created the Gift of the Gods title. And we all know what you need for the Gift of the Gods title. You need an ancient Aztec medallion. So this next matchup will be for an ancient Aztec medallion as we get our second lucha of the night. It is Dragon on Dragon Violence as we got Drago accompanied by Cobra Moon taking on none other than El Dragon Azteca Jr. for the sacred ancient medallion. And this is a good matchup. It's a great technical style match. Drago is sliding badly because he's missing a step here and there, but you got to remember my hot prospect, Dragon Azteca Jr., is younger, faster, and is a lot, you know, hipper, I guess. But this is a very clean, a good matchup. We're seeing the growth of Dragon Azteca and during these matches, and, you know, just Drago's just in this period as he's being controlled by Cobra Moon and stuff like that. I'm not liking his storyline with the snake people, but what he's not going to like is the end of this matchup, as we're just going to roll into it as we see Drago seated on the top rope. Dragon Azteca cuts him off to get up there. It looks like he's going to go for a Frankenstarter, but instead he goes for a roll-up off the top rope, like sort of like a sunset flip, but, you know, he rolls him up into it, crosses his legs, 1, 2, 3, and your winner of the ancient Azteca medallion, none other than El Dragon Azteca. El Dragon Azteca doesn't celebrate too long. He's just like, hey, look, my medallion, I'm out. He gets out of the ring, and Cobra Moon is giving Drago the business as Johnny Mundo makes his way down there, and he's like, what, you're Drago came to beat Azteca Jr.? Or he said Azteca's like, oh, Azteca's dead, so no shit, he can beat him. But he can't beat Dragon Azteca Jr. What is going to happen when you're one of your snake people that have to take me on as I take him to Slam Town? Certain variation of that. As he's jawjacking, out of nowhere, we see the Vivacious. You know, Mike from the other show we do, Odds On, he is high on Taya. So when he listens to this, he's going to start giggling. But she gets in the ring, sneaks attack on Cobra Moon, beats her down. Drago gets up to go help. He gets kicked in the dragon nuts by Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo bounces off the rope and hits that knee he does on Drago. And they leave these nerds laying. Come on, that's not a good look for you, Drago, man. You were up there. You were the Trios champ. And then you were the Trios champs. And you turned them in for the Trios champions. But other than that, you ain't doing too good. So I guess this is going to be the world, what's left of the World Wide Underground, taking on the Cobra Moon and friends. Now we are in Antonio Cuarto's office as he grabs Mataza's key and goes to leave. Out of nowhere, Katrina appears. And he's like, man, I knew you could do that, but I thought it was just a joke. What are you, some type of phantasma? Which is kind of funny. And she's like, no, I'm just stuck here between here and the spirit realm. He's like, okay, what do you want? And one of my favorite characters now is Antonio Kerr. He is sarcastic as shit. Because Katrina is like, I want Phoenix in a coffin. And he's like, you want me to kill Phoenix for you? He's like, no, Mil Muertes will kill him for me. I just want a match between Mirmortes in Phoenix next week. Grave Consequences. And this where I was hooping and hollering. I didn't get to hear shit the first time I heard this affirmation. Because this was the match. The match of season one was when Mirmortes took on Phoenix. If you want Lucha Libre, you want to see violence in your Lucha Libre, that match you need to go back to. It's part of season one. If you need to know the information, hit me up and I will tell you where to find it. Oh, I think it's titled Grave Consequences. But either way, go back and watch that match. I was so elated. I had to stop it and cheer on because I like when Mirmortes and Phoenix do the damn thing. So then Katrina's like, okay, when Mirmortes wins, I'll be free. And he's like, Antonio Cuerta's like, so next time you have to knock, huh? He's like, yes. So hold on. He couldn't have been, you couldn't have been free before when Mirmortes even won the title. So, you know, okay. Let's not go too deep into that. But so that match will be set for next week. But now it's time for our final Lucha of the Night. And it's for the Lucha Underground World title, as we have the Lucha Underground World Champion, Pentagon Dark, taking on former champion and a man he has not defeated once in the two matches they have, Matanza Cuarto. You know what? This is a big time match. Stakes are on the line, so let's hit some fighting the music and getting to this match. Pentagon was announced first, so he's waiting in the ring for Matanza to enter. Matanza walks down the steps, a little bit in a rush, but he better not go too fast because Pentagon meets his ass at the bottom of the step, and Pentagon Dark takes it to him first. Kicks to the legs, kicks to the hamstrings. Not a lot of people do that move. Pentagon got it, and he's doing it perfectly. Pentagon Jr. is slapping Matanza Cuarto all around the ring. Pentagon tells the crowd to shut the hell up virtually. You know, he's like, shh. Gives Matanza a big slap across the chest. And Pentagon goes for it again. But Matanza moves and Pentagon slaps the pole. Will that play into this? We don't know. Matanza is on the offense as he tosses. I'm talking about tosses the hell out of Pentagon Dark into those wooden chairs that are sitting down. They're foldable, but they're wooden and they hurt like hell. And as I say, I watch Lucha Underground, my girl, now because she wants to be a part of this. And man, it did not look good. Oh, she was cringing on that one. She's like, oh man, that must suck. I was like, it's probably the end of the tapings anyway, so you're not going to sit back down. But it's all good there. And then Matanza is just on the offense. And I'm liking this matchup. I'm telling you, I really do. This, you can tell because my voice has picked up. It's getting loud. It's getting crisper. Oh, man. I really like this matchup. The last one they had Pentagon at Ultimo Lucha Dos, where Pentagon just went in there thinking he was hot shit after beating the hell out of Vampiro. He came in, asked for his match, and then got his ass handed to him. This time, it's cool, calm, and collected, but Matanza did not look like no bitch. He was in there just handling his business. There's a sequence comes up where we see Pentagon dodge Matanza, go for a lung blow. Matanza's not fazed by it. Then we get Pentagon Dark hitting a code breaker, which phases him a little bit more. But Matanza is just with that onslaught. That's what they should have called this fool. Full on onslaught. Whatever onslaught is in Spanish, name this guy that. It's just relentless. Just Matanza is, the way he wrestles is great for Lucha Underground. But I'm sad. I gotta do this. It's gonna suck. Let's just roll into the finish of this as we get Dark just on the top ropes. We rarely ever see Pentagon get on the top ropes. Matanza cuts him off, but Pentagon fights back out of it, gets off the ropes, hits a well-placed super kick to the chin of Matanza. Matanza's barely phased. Oh, we get Pentagon Dark getting back on seated onto the top ropes and hits it perfectly. Like, It was so perfect. It looked like even slow motion a little bit. They say a Mexican destroyer, you know, it is the Canadian destroyer hits it. Damn, that was enough. Natanza is still getting up. Pentagon goes for it again. Rope, this is the one just running, and this one looked great. Camera angle, everything hits air. Another Mexican destroyer looked clean, but not enough. Matanza still swirling. Pentagon's like, I gotta deliver this package. Hooks him for the package project. He tried this earlier in the match, and Matanza fought out of it. It may be a big package, but it was a short delivery as we get the 1, 2. Got him. 3. Damn it. Pentagon Jr. has done it. He has beat Matanza Cuarto, the first person to get a one-on-one victory over Matanza Cuarto. Remember last year he lost the title in Aztec Warfare. That's where we haven't seen nothing about her lately. That's where Sexy Star had won the title. So he didn't lose it by being pinned, but that's what the feud of him and Rey Mysterio started, because Rey Mysterio is one who eliminated him. But anyways, in either way, this is a big win. We see Pentagon celebrating in the ring, not jumping up and down, but in his own way. And this guy, this is why people like Pentagon Dark. Cierro Miedo, no fear. He gets the big Matanza Cuarto up to go to break his arm. Antonio Cuarto lifts the key around Matanza's neck. Matanza just fights out of that move. So it showed that Matanza isn't weak. He still had enough power into him. He just was dazed after the big impactful moves, which I'm gathering from this. And Antonio Cuarto looks pissed at him. He goes, yeah, you're soft, man. Dario made you soft. We're going to go. Come on, let's go. As that's it. We see Pentagon celebrating the ring. But you know, in Lucha Underground, the show ain't over yet. Dante Curio, Antonio Cuarto, is it now in his office, putting his key on the table, which was different. And I thought Matanza was behind him, but he wasn't. Jeremiah Crane comes in, and Antonio Cuarto was like, man, I ain't got time for this. He goes, hold on. It's going to be short. Don't worry about it. I want to be in the match next week. And he's like, I want to be in Grave Consequences. This is when I re-jumped off my feet. It's going to be a three-way dance. That is right. Jeremiah Crane versus Phoenix versus Middle Mortis in a Grave Consequences match. You got to bury two fools to get the win on this one. Oh, man, I'm so pumped. You could tell I'm so pumped. So that match is announced for next week. And then Antonio Cuarto was like, yeah, that was short, like your career. So, is this the end of Jeremiah Crane? People die, people leave. You never know. But that was episode 2 of season 4 of Lucha Underground, Darkness and the Monster. Oh, what a great episode. I like when they end on something big, a big title match, a big victory. And I can't say it enough. I should have been at these tapings. I would have seen that. I'd have leaped up out of my seat, but it's okay. It's all good. Oh, man. Lucha Underground, such a good show. Let's thank some people real quick. I want to thank Anna New Orleans. You know, she gets us the interview. She's talking to the Lucha Libres back there. So that's going to be so cool because she likes CMLL. And I'm hearing some rumblings with this CMLL. That I'm going to meet some people here when it comes to the Lucha Expo Lucha. I know something big's happening down there in CMLL. Let's thank Romeda Joe helping the show out behind the scenes, getting stuff done. I'm really gracious and grateful for her. And please do not forget, there are tons of ways to get a free shirt with a sticker from me. Sticker's free as well, but it's simple. Tag me on something on Twitter. My Twitter is FinFishSCU on Twitter. Send me an email to my Gmail account. It is FinFishSCU you on Gmail. I mean, tag me in something, send it there. You want to do that, send that there. You want to show me that you did something, maybe I didn't catch it, and you're like, okay, I hope he sees this. Send me something to the chat line. That's right. At is 702-803-2428. 702-803-CHAT. We're chatting Lucha Libre, people. We're chatting wrestling. If you want to see me an article there, send it to me with that chat and nothing else. Oh, and to that person who sent me some questions, the questions didn't pertain to current Lucha Underground events. It's not going to be outdated. I want to read your questions. I didn't do it on this episode because I want some clarification on one of the questions you had. You didn't send me back what I asked, so look that up, and next week I will definitely answer your questions. But I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for letting me on their network to chat Lucha Underground. I want to thank you for listening to me chat about Lucha Underground. And now that we all luchated it, adios.
En el DM me lo dijo. Oye.
¡Mola!
En privado me lo dijo. Que no quiere estar contigo. Que mi foto la mojaba. Y que tú no sirves pa' nada. En privado me lo dijo. 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 Tu novia me llamaba. En FaceTime cara y cara. La teta se sacaba. Y a su novio no lo ama. Y ella me lo dijo. Que la va a pasar conmigo. Cuando no tenga sus hijos. Y te la manda todo contigo. En privado me lo dijo. Que no quiere estar contigo. Que mi foto la mojaba. Y que tú no sirves pa' nada. En privado me lo dijo. 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 Ella trabaja en discoteca. Trae la juca y botella. A mí me invita para verla. Y que la espere que sale a las 4:30. Qué increíble está esta jeva. Con ese cuerpo de sirena. Que sigue con el flow. Que la voy a comer completa. En privado me lo dijo. Que no quiere estar contigo. Que mi foto la mojaba. Y que tú no sirves pa' nada. En privado me lo dijo. En privado me lo dijo. En privado me lo dijo. En privado me lo dijo.